Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Corey Richens, this is the mother who wrote the children's book about dealing with grief after her husband passed away. It took quite a while. They finally arrested her because they realized, she poisoned him in the Moscow Mule. At least that's the accusation right now. Furthermore, what we've recently learned is quite a letter that she was penning in her jail cell that pretty much it was an attempt at tampering with witnesses. I do want to talk about how they found it because I found that to be a little disturbing as well. But let's go to the actual content of the 6-page letter, which was addressed to her mother, Lisa Darden. In the letter, Richens asked her mom to tell Richens' brother, Rodney, to repeat a narrative that prosecutors say is a lie. The whole letter just goes on with all sorts of do this, say this, do that, and by the way, walk the dog. What's your thoughts on this letter and what she's trying to do as far as influencing people in her life to keep that narrative going?
Like you said, there's lots of chat about in this whole situation just because there's a lot.
Yeah.
But the first thing that struck me was, wow, you and I continue to be vindicated in our assessment of her as just being dumb.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, she is just dumb. Yeah. I mean, I love how she writes a letter in jail telling people not to use their cell phones and texting because they're being monitored. You're in jail. What do you think's happening to you?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you really can't make up the lunacy, you know, and we've said this before, and I don't, it's so bad to be laughing because, you know, some poor guy lost his life because of her.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's suspected anyway, obviously, or she's accused of.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have psychopathic tendencies doesn't mean you're intelligent. I mean, it just really goes to show you this person does not know the criminal justice system at all.
That's very true. I think so many, honestly, that we see on this program that are psychopathic tendencies tend to be fairly smart. And they're using that intelligence mixed with that evilness to do what they're going to do. This is someone who just seems to be kind of evil, but not very bright.
No, I totally agree. But then it goes into what you're saying, too, is like, boy, she had a medical condition and then she's left, you know, she leaves her cell. And mm-hmm. That whole thing kind of struck me as odd as well.
Well, and the way that this letter was obtained, and I'm glad it's been obtained, before we go to how it was obtained, because that's another weird thing that needs to be addressed. Well, how do you think this will affect the case as far as, I mean, someone ahead of time, there's not a trial yet that's all scheduled for the future. Being seen as tampering with witnesses, that's not going to bode very well in front of a jury.
No, it definitely won't. Her defense attorney's got to be beside herself with what the hell.
Yeah.
Moments because I've actually chatted with a defense attorney on another show before, and she's good. I mean, yeah. And she's really intelligent. She's really on top of her game. And this definitely, I think, undermined her and what she's trying to do for her client. So that's no help. I thought it's also interesting, too, that here this person who thinks she's smarter than her defense attorney and most clearly is not, is undermining her own defense by doing these things. And you're right. It doesn't help her case in front of a jury. I mean, she all but sealed her deal with this. I'm not savvy enough on what's admissible or inadmissible, but when it comes to jail, there's no rights of privacy, as far as I'm understanding it. So this is completely admissible.
Yeah. I mean, the way that this was discovered was in her cell mm-hmm. when she was taken to get medical assistance because she was having a seizure. What's disturbing about this, and it actually is an argument for Corey Richens, and it should be an argument really for anyone. If you're in any place and you are locked up, you still have some basic human rights here. And if there's a medicine you should be getting, you should be able to get it. The problem is she'd been given the wrong anti-seizure medication. This is the sixth time that she was given the wrong medicine. And when she was having her seizure, they went in and they found the letter within her jail cell. Now, would this have been discovered in some other way, shape, or form if it got out? Yes, that would have been looked at. It would have been discovered. So the obtaining is not necessarily the issue. I have more issue with 6 times the wrong medication. How many people are dying in jail or in prison because of this type of malpractice that's going on?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think this is just one more data point that we're seeing in these recent past weeks and months with issues with jails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now, you know, we had 2 jailbreaks of convicts in Pennsylvania. They just had today a breakout, or last night, I think it was, of 9 juveniles in their system. You know, so I think, because I was prepping to chat about this with other folks too, and that is, anytime you have a failure of a system anywhere, it comes down to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either leadership at the state level, leadership at the implementation level. There's obviously a problem. And when problems aren't addressed, because that's what leaders do, leaders solve problems. And this is obviously a problem because it's happened multiple times. It means there's a lack of leadership going on.
Yeah. And when these things are brought to the spotlight like this, in a case like this, does that lead to any sort of resolution to that lack of leadership? I mean, the main focus here, I think, is very much on Corey Richens' letter, but behind it is, that's a scary thing. I mean, a seizure medicine, and you're getting it the wrong ones for more than 6 times in a row. She's only been locked up for a handful of months. Yeah, I mean, that sort of seems like a very strange, not strange, but a very important thing that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. And to answer your question on that, I think that's exactly why shows like this exist, you know, because that's the obligation of news, is to ask the tough questions and hold our public servants accountable.
Yeah.
And because people that are given our tax dollars to keep systems running so that we have faith and trust in those systems, organizations, institutions need to be held accountable by the public trust in order to do that. And that's what we do here. And that's what, you know, all media does when they're doing their job appropriately, is you ask those tough questions to hold those people accountable so you can exercise change when change needs to happen. So I'm glad to be part of it, just because that's exactly what we're doing.
Keep giving her correct medicine because she needs to be held accountable for her crimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we can't let her die.
Yeah, you can't let her die so she can hopefully be thrown away for the rest of her life. It's weird, but again, but that's how people stay safe and trust in organizations, institutions, that there's a process in place, unbiased, mm-hmm. because you have these checks and balances so that due process, that's why it's a process called due process, can take place. And so by her having the wrong, so someone makes a mistake once, you correct the mistake, but repeatedly, someone's not given their due process in that. So it'll be interesting how they play it out. But either way, she's still a fool for just her lack of intelligence. And, well, killed her husband, supposedly. So,
reading the letter word for word, I had a chance to do that earlier. It's not the most intelligently written letter. So, yeah, when she's trying to be kind of tricky and, not the brightest. Go ahead.
And why would you do that in your cell? I mean, and leave it behind. Not
a lot of planning ahead.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 minutes.
Fast for 14 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do.
Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.